Hello, everybody, and welcome to Greg's Corner, where we discuss topics of interest to inspire, motivate, and activate you to action. Dr. Greg Harris, we'd like to welcome you to Greg's Corner. Today, we are going to be talking about the violence that is happening around in our country. Here, I know where I live in California, there have been three mass killings in this month of January. And on yesterday, we saw the video footage. Memphis authorities released video footage Friday showing Tyre Nichols being beaten by police officers who held the black motorist down and repeatedly struck him with their fists, boots, batons as he screamed for his mother and pleaded, "I'm just trying to get home." And this is so sad. When I watched the video footage and I heard one of the newscasters talking about it, she was saying that she had dealt with it all day and she was nearly in tears. And me watching that as an African-American male, I had sentiments of a heavy heart, and my heart was very heavy from what I saw. And I grew up in the 60s, and there were a lot of things that happened in the 60s. And it's one thing to pray and have a moment of silence, but when we get through praying, and while we're praying, and while we're having a moment of silence, we have to get up, and we have to get to work. And what it's going to take is to change our policies in our government on the local, state, and national level, the federal government, your state government, and, you know, your city government and local government in your community, to change things that are happening, things that affect us. And it's just too many killings that are happening, just too many killings that are happening. And we're going to have to do something about it. And what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to hold our elected officials accountable. This is just another tragic. Tyre Nichols, five officers have been charged, second degree murder and other charges. But this is just a sad day because this keeps happening over and over again. You know, recently I did two podcasts on the Uvalde, the children that were gunned down. And here we are in 2023. The same thing is happening. Too many killings. The video that was shown was filled with violent moments, showing the officers who are also black chasing and Nichols and, you know, leaving him on the pavement propped against a squad car as they fist pumped and celebrated their actions. So I understand from what I've heard and what I've gathered is that he was being stopped for a traffic. You know, they say that he's driving reckless. But they didn't find any evidence of that. So it's too many things that happened that is unanswered. And this is just a sad day in America. Around the world, this same thing is not happening like it is happening in America. And like I said, we will have to hold our elected officials accountable. We dealt with the George Floyd and all of the different killings that has happened. And we need to make some changes because we want our policemen to protect us within our communities. We want to do that, but we want them also to be held accountable for a position as a policeman. And I know that when political rhetoric that were going forth a couple of years ago when they was talking about the Democrats wanted to defund the police, but the messaging just wasn't where it needed to be, where people could understand they didn't want to defund the police. They were saying, let's get some programs to help with those people who are dealing with mental illness so that they could best address the needs of those citizens. And in this situation got a hand and it escalated to a higher level of them, you know, chasing after Tyre Nichols. He was just trying to get home and, you know, pepper spray and all the stuff that happened. It's just sad just to watch it. It's just sad. And it shouldn't happen that way. Even if he ran, you know, from the police, they could have went back later and you know, arrested him if he had violated some law or whatever. But just to see what happened on that video is just so sad. We'll be back to talk more about the Tyre Nichols story. And we'll be right back after this song, That's the God I Know. It was written by, I wrote this song, and I hope that this song will, you know, lift you today and encourage you. That's the God I know. He heals, he delivers, he sets the captives free. We'll be back on the other side after this song by yours truly, Greg Harris. That's the God I Know.
That's the God I know. That's the God I know. He saved me, raised me, wrote my name in glory. That's the God I know. That's the God I know. God, my creator, mighty and strong. God that forgives.
That's the God I know. That's the God I know.
I certainly hope you enjoyed that song coming from yours truly, Greg Harris. That's the God I Know. You can get my music anywhere you get downloads. You can get it on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, CD Baby. Anywhere you get downloads, you can get my music. So I hope that you will support me and my music. Today, we're talking about the Tyre Nichols story, where five officers have been charged. Yesterday, the footage emerged one day after the officers were charged with murder in Nichols' death. The chilling images of another black man dying at the hands of police renewed tough questions about how fatal encounters with law enforcement continue even after repeated calls for change. And we definitely need change. It keeps happening over and over and over and over again. And you know what? If we continue to do the same thing that has been done, we will get the same results. And it's crazy. It doesn't make any sense to be doing the same thing over and over again. You're going to get the same result. So we keep seeing killings in our school, killings of people of color at the hands of police. And we know the story of the young man that was killed by citizens in Georgia. That happened, and they were tried, and they were prosecuted under the law because they took the law in their own hands. And it's just so sad that this keep happening over and over again. Protesters gathered in multiple cities, including Memphis, where several dozen demonstrations blocked interstate bridges that carries traffic over the Mississippi River towards Arkansas, where I'm from. I'm from Little Rock originally. I live in California now. See, my trucks were backed up for a distance in Washington. Dozens of protesters gathered in Lafayette Park across the street from the White House and near Black Lives Matter Plaza. So it's just, you know, so sad that this has happened again. I was listening to a program, and the newly elected Los Angeles mayor, Karen Bass, when she was in Congress, she was trying to work to get legislation to deal with gun violence, but it was blocked over and over and over and over again. And she made a statement that the police is the only profession that controls your life and your freedom. She said the only profession that controls your life and your freedom. And, you know, something has to change. If we don't make some changes, then the same thing will happen over and over and over and over again. It'll happen over and over again. It just, the same things continue to happen. And we have to make those needed changes, those changes that need to take place within our communities, or the same thing will continue to happen. The same thing will continue to happen over and over and over again. So you can hear some of the. He said he was on the ground. It's just so sad that this continues to happen over and over again. That's just, you know, so sad. I just played just a little of the video footage, and it's just so sad that this continues to happen over and over again. Here are a young black man, life is taken, and he's calling for his mother. That's just so sad. Something has to be done. And we thought that after we saw what happened on George Floyd and nationwide and around the world, people were protesting around the world, and we still could not get the needed legislation that needed to pass in the federal government to make those needed changes. Something needs to be done. Something needs to take place. And if we don't make those changes, then the same thing will continue to happen over and over and over again. What are you going to do in your community to make those needed changes? What are you going to do to hold your elected officials accountable to make policy change to deal with the issues of too many people of color being killed by police? The other incident that happened a couple years ago, the young man that was had fell asleep at a Wendy's in Georgia, and the police was called, and he, you know, took off, and they were tasing him, and then, you know, he was killed. And it happens over and over again, and it's so sad. Now, in this situation, it's sad that five police officers were being charged, but they were quick to put these police officers up on the screen because all of them were men of color. But other times that it has happened, and it has been other races, they do not put them up on the screen. They hold that for weeks and weeks. And sometimes I'm told that investigations can take, you know, 2 years or longer. And that is sad. Why is there two different types of rules? Why is it on one hand, this happens and it happens swift and quick, but in other situations that we've seen, it's taken so long for things to happen. So let's, you know, continue to pray for this family. This is a sad day. And like I said, it happens over and over again. Let's pray for our elected officials that they will have a heart and a mind to do what is right, what is needed in our communities. Let's hold them accountable. Let's forget about party. Forget about Democrat or Republican, independent. It does not matter. A life is a life. And just like the song that Kirk Franklin wrote, you know, when we bleed all our blood, it looks red. So we were created red, yellow, black, and white, we're all precious in God's sight. So let's continue to hold our elected officials accountable. Let's get to work, and let's not let this rest. Let's not let another person of color be gunned down and nothing happens. Let's do something about this by holding our elected officials accountable. This is Greg's Corner. I wanted to get on here to give my input on this tragic thing that happened to Tyree Nichols. Let's pray for his family. Let's pray for that community. Let's pray for our country, and let's pray for the world. Until next time, I'm Dr. Greg Harris, and this is Greg's Corner.
was bitter to the core until you opened my heart's door and gave me you. I can't sing past my pain, sort of like singing.